So for all of you that love Bitcoin, it's like, yo, it's going to be a decentralized platform. Look at this. 2.14% of accounts own 94% of Bitcoin. To all this, hey, we're going to get off the dollar and we're going to transfer to Bitcoin, the digital currencies. And there was talks even maybe 10 years about the Monero being the dominant force. Listen, 65% of Bitcoin mining is done in China, 7.24% in the US, 6.9% in Russia, 6.17% in Kazakhstan. The rich own most of the Bitcoin. So if they have controlled the dollar and they control all currencies and all commodities, why do you think that they are going to let us control a currency for the first time in history? The game is always the same. They are using us and the media to get us in. So if they need to be able to liquidate at any time, same way Elon did, there's enough liquidity there where there is not excessive slippage if you own 800,000 coins. At one point, we got to get the Winklevoss twins in, because without them, there would be no institutional backing for Bitcoin. They created their blueprint. But they use us retail traders for liquidity. Please be mindful of that. And if Bitcoin were a country, it would be a top 30 energy user. This weekend, everybody went crazy. Oh, this is so inefficient in terms of energy. No one was talking about this last year, the year prior. And to be honest, people do not care about privacy or the environment when they can make profit. That's retail traders included. China is number one, USA is number two, but it is a considerable threat that we have to consider when mining. 592 on Tesla. I caught it a couple of weeks ago. If Tesla gets to 480, that'd be another decent spot for you guys to start to build a position. If you're holding for long term, trading has considerable risk. So does investing. Please hold for the long term. Some of you have been telling me that you want the best entries on the planet, and I've been giving them to you. So please take them a moment to write in chat just one stock that you want me to give out for free for tonight, where to get in. I got the question, is BYD worth investing in? If you don't have it, please put it on your watch list. Yes, it is definitely worth investing in. And on the stock club call tonight, I'll give you guys the price of where to jump in. I'll touch on this really quick. I know some of you are starting to say that you don't like reading. If you don't like reading traditional books, audio books is fine and speed them up. And if you can play them on 1.5, that's better. I want to tell you this, a man with no knowledge is the easiest person to rob in business. I need you to arm yourself. The more information that you know, and everyone has a unique gift or a unique insight. Like, to be honest, like when I got on live, after we started doing Market Mondays, I get on and watch Trap. I don't think there's any retail investor on the planet that's better at fundamentals than Trap. Not one. Like, I would get on and be marveled, like, oh my God, like, thank God that's my guy. We're not competing, right? I think when it comes to entries, I got the best entries on the planet. I think Troy and Rashad has done the best, and they're showing you in real time how to have several assets working for you at one time. And that gem that he put out this morning about a certain amount of doors, certain amount of coins, certain amount of shares, fire, you guys need to go implement that. But until you begin to arm yourself, you're always going to be at the mercy of someone else, and I do not want that. I told you guys before, Square is the new JP Morgan. I'm going to give you a hot take. I think GM is the Microsoft of electronic vehicles. Everyone's trying to see who is going to surpass Tesla. Sometimes you have to invest in a number two and be happy. And I don't like many automakers, but with all the competitors that are there, GM is going to be a solid number two or number three in the space that's going to do well for a long time. And I want to touch on this really quick about Elon and his history in South Africa. So anytime I post about Elon, someone's like, yo, but his dad owned a mine and he used the people in South Africa. And that's true. I'm going to say this again. There are no Fortune 50 companies that have a clean history. You guys are telling me this and arguing with me about this on an iPhone and the materials gathered from, or to make the chips that go into the iPhone are gathered by children while wearing J's. And we've known for decades that Nike has used child or slave labor. There is no such thing as 100% clean capital that does billions of dollars per year. I hate to break it to you. So yes, I know Elon family has a different history. I also cannot take away the work that he's done since 1999. And also, I want you guys to stop looking at people as deities and gods. Even when I met some of you this Wednesday, you're like, I look up to you, you're the GOAT. I'm like, I'm a normal person. The only thing I did was choose to look at this for hours a day for years. You have the same gift inside of you, but there is no clean capital if they're making billions of dollars and being real with you. Here are the six principles to master the market. And I put this out in 2017, but I think it's more relevant than ever. Number one, do not lose money. I know somebody's going to say, how do you do that? By investing in assets that have a low probability of losing money, right? Number two, don't forget rule number one, which comes from Warren Buffett. Number three, for my traders, only take trades that will not lose. We all know a trading setup, whether it's a breakout, mean reversion, we got a double top, head and shoulders, we got a couple handle pattern doing a prime time that we know is going to win. The biggest mistake that we make as traders is taking trades just because we want to take one. Shout out to the dream team. That's why I tell you guys, take perfects only. Rule number four, compound your contracts or stocks after you have mastered your strategy. So at some point you have to scale. So if you're trading futures and you're only trading two contracts or five, you're capped in how much you're going to make. So I'm going to challenge Dream Team. I need you guys to start compounding your contracts. Like go from 4 to 8, 16, 32, 64. And then for those of you that are buying shares, if you buy 100 shares at a time, when it gets to an ideal position, you have to go 200, then 400. And then once again, going back to Troy and Rashad, you're seeing them double down on content in real time. We're starting to show like, listen, we got this today, this tonight, this pod. You're seeing them compound once they have a system that works. Please put in chat, compound when I have a winner. Until then, don't do anything. Number five, focus on a long-term portfolio. Even if you have huge gains in your short-term account, go look at the billionaire list that I talked about on Forbes. There are no traders on there with the exception probably of Paul Tudor Jones. That's one out of millions. You have to have your money work for you. And rule number six, never give up more than 1.6% on any one particular trade. The five regrets of the dying. I'll touch on these real quick and we get my guy Matt on. Number one, you wish that you had the courage to live the life that you want. I want everybody to put in here, what is your dream life? Number two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Man, I can't lie. Like Wednesday hanging out, I'm like, shit, you got to do this more. Like Troy, let's set up another meetup. Go on a meetup tour because we need balance. And truth be told, I've never been at a funeral and thought about doing more work. There's a place for hard work for sure, but there has to be balance in there. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. And especially as Black men, we have to do a better job of saying, bro, I'm sorry. Bro, I messed up. Bro, can we talk? Opposed to harboring and holding these feelings inside. Number four, I wish I stayed in touch with my friends. We talked about this last week on the Stock Club call. I know some of you are leveling up and you're thinking like, man, my friends aren't leveling up with me, so I need to leave them to the side. That is the biggest mistake you'll make. There is no business book or Excel sheet or amount of money that will make you so happy that if you lose your best friend that you've been cool with since 1991, that book is going to hold you tight and be there for you. Friends and friendships and relationships are the real equity that matter the most. And number five, I wish that I had let myself be happier. Everybody put in chat, I deserve happiness. Every single one of you. And I know everyone's fighting a battle and going through something, but we all deserve to be happy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.